Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. More anti-gay statements have been made this week by Pope Benedict XVI, this time criticizing the British Equality Bill for violating what he claimed was natural law. Pink News reports that he was thought to be referring to provisions in the bill which would have forced churches to employ gay staff. These were defeated by the House of Lords last week. Benedict may also have been referring to laws which banned religious adoption agencies from refusing to serve gay couples. They were forced to abide by the new laws or close. In a message to 35 Catholic bishops in England and Wales, he said, quote, "Your country is well known for its firm commitment to equality of opportunity for all members of society, yet as you have rightly pointed out, the effect of some of the legislation designed to achieve this goal has been to impose unjust limitations on the freedom of religious communities to act in accordance with their beliefs. In some respects, it actually violates the natural law upon which the equality of all human beings is grounded and by which it is guaranteed." End quote. Recently, Benedict criticized Portugal's new gay marriage law, calling it an attack on the natural differences between men and women, and in an end-of-the-year address in 2008, he said that the existence of gay people threatens humanity as much as the destruction of the rainforests does, and that blurring genders through acceptance of transgender people will kill off the human race. He also has attacked the use of condoms to tackle HIV, claiming they may make the problem worse. On Monday, the National Secular Society announced that it was planning protests over Benedict's state-funded visit to the UK in September. NSS President Terry Sanderson estimated that the cost of the visit to taxpayers would be £20 million. He said, quote, "If the Catholic Church wishes its leader to come here, it should pay for the visit itself. I am sure many others feel the same resentment as we do at the NSS at funding the presence of someone who wishes to impose a reactionary agenda of social change on us." End quote. And the latest celebrity to be identified as bisexual, also according to Pink News, is British blues singer Amy Winehouse. An unidentified friend of Winehouse is quoted in London's News of the World newspaper as claiming that Winehouse is telling her friends, "I don't care what people think about me being bi." At budurl.com/outfront and baron of Arizona @gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.